Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff. This is Seems Like Old Times, the show where we listen to the memories. Welcome, my friends. So nice to have you here once again as we get ready for another edition of the show that features some of the greatest music of all time. We have the big bands and the great singers, the standards, jazz, and the golden pop memories. And coming up today in our showcase feature, it's our annual tribute to spring. This will be part one. We're going to officially shake off winter today with some songs about the season, spring in the title, or activities to do in the springtime. And of course, we have the countdown, and today we're heading way back. It's April of 1936. So that's what's happening here today, and if you're ready, let's get to it.
Seems like old times, being here with you.
We're off and running on Today Seems Like Old Times. And we begin, of course, on the countdown. And today we'll be using the chart that was presented on the broadcast of your hit parade this weekend in 1936. Now, on this weekend's edition of your hit parade, which was on radio, of course, they counted down the top 15 songs. Well, we really only have time for the top 10. So we start at number 10 with Jan Garber's orchestra, A Beautiful Lady in Blue. Sweet sound of Jan Garber, A Beautiful Lady in Blue. Lou Palmer was on the vocal, and that was at number 10 on your hit parade this weekend in 1936 for the 41-year-old Garber from Indianapolis, who formed his first band in New York City in the late teens. So he's been around for a long time and has earned the moniker The Idol of the Air Lanes. And that record would make it to number 6 on your hit parade, but number 1 on a few other surveys, his third chart topper of all time. It's late April 1936 on Today Seems Like Old Times when the President of the United States is Franklin Roosevelt, the Vice President John Garner, and the population 128 million. And here in 1936, the construction of the Hoover Dam was completed on March the 1st. Arturo Toscanini has announced that he is stepping down as director of the New York Philharmonic. His final concert will be this week, April 29th. Admirers stormed Carnegie Hall for the show, but he would return 2 years later, at the age of 70, to lead the NBC Symphony for another 16 years. The Germans have launched the largest dirigible yet constructed. It's called the Hindenburg. It would arrive in Lakehurst, New Jersey on May 9th, crossing the Atlantic in 61 and a half hours. In other transportation news, the Santa Fe Railroad is about to inaugurate the all-Pullman Super Chief passenger train between Chicago and Los Angeles. The 9 cars pulled by diesel locomotives reduces the traveling time between Chicago and L.A. to just over 39 hours. The steel air-conditioned cars each accommodate 104 passengers and a crew of 12. Last weekend, racketeer Lucky Luciano was arrested in Hot Springs, Arkansas, on 60 counts of compulsory prostitution in New York City. Tom Dewey led the operation, and just a couple of days later, Public Enemy Number 2, John Torrio, was arrested. And earlier this month, Bruno Richard Hauptmann, who was convicted of kidnapping and killing the Lindbergh baby, is executed in New Jersey.
How did Hauptmann act on the way to the chair?
Strangely enough, he had that same sneer on his face that characterized him during the entire trial at Flemington. That was one of the most amazing things, the most surprising things of this whole death house scene, a scene that I believe none of us will ever forget, particularly those of us who have been on this case since it started.
One of the members of the prosecution team in the Lindbergh baby kidnapping and murder case, which came to an end on April 3rd with the execution of Bruno Richard Hauptmann. Well, let's get back to more pleasant things here in 1936, like the countdown. Coming in at number 9, it's Fred Astaire. Let's face the music and dance.
There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Before the fiddlers have played, before they ask us to pay the bills, and while we still have the chance, let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune. And then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance, dance. Let's face the music and dance.
Song number 9 on your hit parade today in 1936, Let's Face the Music and Dance. That was Fred Astaire accompanied by the Johnny Green Orchestra, and that was from Fred's movie with Ginger Rogers, Follow the Fleet. That was one of 6 songs from that movie to make the charts. It would peak at number 5. Now, of course, Fred and Ginger are two of the biggest stars in Hollywood, if not the biggest. And in the music world, Benny Goodman is rocketing to stardom because last summer he helped usher in the swing era. He has a double-sided hit record right now, and one of the songs is at number 8. It's Been So Long.
Oh, I held you tight when we said goodnight. It's been so long. Honey, can't you see what you've done to me? I've been in a kind of daze for days and days and days. Feeling blue, missing you in oh so many ways. 'Cause it was so we had that date every night at 8. It was so nice. Then we said goodbye. What a fool was I. Let me get back in your arms where I belong. 'Cause it was
It's Been So Long, the Benny Goodman Band with Helen Ward on the vocals at number 8 on your hit parade this week in 1936. That just spent a couple of weeks at number 1, the second chart topper, for the orchestra that last summer was ready to call it quits. But Benny didn't know that his Let's Dance radio program, which aired after midnight on the East Coast, but was heard in prime time out west, and the kids were loving this hot jazz music. So the excitement had been building for some time. And when the Goodman Orchestra toured California in August of 35, they touched off the explosion that would become the swing era. We have traveled back to late April of 1936 on Today Seems Like Old Times, and we're traveling down to the market now. Got to pick up a few things. It is the weekend, you know. Got to restock the pantry. A loaf of bread is 9 cents. Coffee is 15 cents a pound. We're getting our milk delivered, about 24 cents for a half gallon. Bacon is going for 29 cents a pound. Prime rib, 18 cents a pound. Chickens, about 30 cents a pound. Tomatoes are going for 15 cents a pound this weekend, and about 15 cents for a pineapple. 2 pints of strawberries for a quarter. We can get a 6-pound sack of flour for 31 cents, and Jell-O, 3 packages for 17 cents.
Each one of us has a favorite dessert, but once in a while, some particular dessert becomes everybody's favorite. And that's the way it is with Jell-O. Jell-O is first in favor because it's first in flavor. 6 delicious flavors that come from fresh, ripe fruit. Jell-O brings you added true fruit goodness, and that's why it's the fastest-selling gelatin dessert in the entire world today. But remember that Jell-O, and only Jell-O, brings you that swell, extra-rich fruit taste. So whenever you want a dessert that looks good, tastes better, and costs very little, serve Jell-O. Only be sure you get the real thing. Look for the big red letters on the box. They spell Jell-O.
Thank you, Don Wilson, of course, the pitch man on the Jell-O program with Jack Benny. Well, here's a bonus tune for you from this weekend in 1936, not on our countdown today, but it's becoming a hit. This is Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy doing Christopher Columbus. Andy Kirk with his 12 Clouds of Joy and Christopher Columbus. And the arranger on that was his pianist, Mary Lou Williams. And Christopher Columbus would rise to number 2 on the charts here in 1936. And we're listening to the memories on Seems Like Old Times. On today's Seems Like Old Times, our theme is spring. And for the past how many years we've been doing a salute to spring, we always start with George Winston and spring.
Find someone you can call your own. You're to blame if you're alone. It's grand, it's new. It's me, it's you. Every beating heart becomes a part of Paris in the spring.
That's Ray Noble's orchestra with Al Boldy singing Paris in the Spring from 1935. And our seasonal celebration began with George Winston from 1984 and Spring from his album The Velveteen Rabbit. Back to 62 now with Julie London. Spring can really hang you up the most.
Once I was a sentimental thing, threw my heart away each spring. Now spring romance hasn't got a chance. Promise my first dance to winter. All I've got to show's a splinter for my little flame. Spring this year has got me feeling like a horse that never left the post. I lie in my room, staring up at the ceiling. Spring can really hang you up the most. College boys are writing songs in the tender passion they're engrossed. But I'm on the shelf like last year's Easter bonnets. Spring can really hang you up the most. Love came my way, I hoped it would last. We had our day, now that's all in the past. Spring came along, a season of song, full of sweet promise, but something went wrong. Love seemed sure around the new year. It's April, love is just a ghost. Spring arrived on time, only what became of you, dear? Spring can really hang you up the most. All alone, the party's over. Oh, man, winter was a gracious host. But when you keep praying for snow to hide the clover, spring can really hang you up the most.
Spending springtime with Julie London. Nice. Spring can really hang you up the most. from her 1962 LP, Sophisticated Lady. It's a springtime jubilee on today's Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff. Today on our stroll down memory lane, we've sauntered back 89 years. It's April of 1936. And let's give a listen to what's coming through the glowing dial in our radio report. Well, there's 8 million radio sets sold this year. And push-button tuning is this year's big hit. Now, the biggest program hit by far is the Major Bose Amateur Hour. It runs Sunday night at 8 o'clock on the NBC Red Network, and their rating this year was 45.2. Rudy Valley had the second highest rating at 28.2. That's almost double the audience. And the host was Major Bose, Edward Bose, who was a major in the Officer Reserve Corps during World War I. Now, before that, he had been a very successful real estate dealer until he lost his fortune in the San Francisco earthquake of 1906. After that, he went to New York and got into the theatrical world, and in 1934 created a talent show that became a national rage. In Depression America, people who had or thought they had talent made their way to New York City by the thousands to audition for their chance at stardom. And the show opened every week with the Wheel of Fortune.
Good evening, friends. Now spins our weekly Wheel of Fortune. Around she goes, and where she stops, nobody knows.
Well, behind Major Bose and Rudy Valley in the ratings, Jack Benny was third, followed by The March of Time and George Burns and Gracie Allen. New shows this year, Backstage Wife, about sweet Mary Noble, who was one of the most tortured souls of the afternoons. Cavalcade of America, Fibber, McGee and Molly. Gangbuster is the noisiest show on radio. There's the Ziegfeld Follies of the Air, where Fanny Bryce introduced her character, Baby Snooks. And also debuting this year, not on a network, but heard by most of the country over Detroit's WXYZ, The Green Hornet. The hero, Britt Reed, and all the earmarks of a modern-day Lone Ranger, who, as it turned out, would be the Green Hornet's great-uncle. And speaking of the Lone Ranger, 3 days a week at 7:30, the kids never missed him, and a few grown-ups, too. And a couple of weeks ago, we learned the story about Silver.
I wonder if you'll take a saddle. Let's try. Steady there, steady boy.
Me get rope. Him run away.
No, Toto, wait. Let him go. I'd like to have that horse more than anything in the world. But he deserves his freedom. He fought for it.
Him stop.
He's turned to look at us. See how the sun reflects from his white coat.
Him look like Silver.
Silver. That would be a name for him. Silver! Look at him. Silver! Hey, Silver! Toto, he's coming back. It's just as if he knew what I said. Silver, you beauty.
Earl Grazer and John Todd as the Lone Ranger and Tonto. One of our favorite radio shows here in the spring of 1936. And we're back to the countdown now with the Tommy Dorsey Band at number 7, You Started Me Dreaming.
Started me dreaming such wonderful dreams. Until the day that you happened my way, life was so empty it seems. You started me dreaming, wondering if dreams do come true. You put a thrill in a heart that was still the first thrill that I ever knew. Days were so lonely and friendless, each day for me was the same. Nights were so long and so endless, until the moment you came. You started me dreaming of heaven for two. You were the start of the dream in my heart. Now I can't stop dreaming of you.
Song number 7 on your hit parade this weekend in 1936, You Started Me Dreaming. That was the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra with his top clarinetist, Joe Dixon, on the vocals, who had just turned 19 years old. And Dixon would never be out of work. He played for everybody. But right now, he's with Tommy Dorsey in the spring of 36. And speaking of spring, it's 3 cheers for spring on today's show. And a big hooray for Lena Horne.
Why is my heart dancing? Imagine dancing. You look at me and suddenly it's spring. Why do I keep sighing? Not sad, just sighing. I'm young and free. And suddenly it's spring. High on a hilltop, love is calling. Someone should wish me happy.
In 1944, that's Lena Horne with just vocal accompaniment. Suddenly, it's spring. We have spring fever today on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, we've turned the calendar back 89 years. It's April of 1936. And for the countdown today, we're using the survey from your hit parade. And coming in at number 6, The Touch of Your Lips. Here's Bing Crosby.
When troubles get me, cares beset me, and won't let me go, I turn to you for consolation. There I find a new peace of mind to leave behind my woe. I turn to you as I shall always do. The touch of your lips upon my brow, your lips that are cool and sweet, such tenderness lies in their soft caress. My heart forgets to beat. the touch of your hands upon my head, the love in your eyes a shine. And now at last, the moment divine, the touch of your lips on mine. Of your hands upon my head, the love in your eyes a shine. And now at last, the moment divine, the touch of your lips on mine.
Touch of Your Lips. That's Bing Crosby at number 6 this weekend in 1936, accompanied by the Victor Young Orchestra. That would hit number 4 for 32-year-old Bing, who's currently filming Rhythm on the Range with Francis Farmer, Bob Burns, and Martha Ray. And back on April 8th, Crosby put his prints and name in the cement at Grauman's Chinese Theater in Hollywood. Now there's an equally popular version of The Touch of Your Lips by the Hal Kemp Orchestra, but I played the Bing record because I'm playing Hal Kemp here in just a moment, right after we do a little cultural news. In literature, we're reading Drums Along the Mohawk by Walter D. Edmonds, Green Light by Lloyd C. Douglas, The ABC Murders from Agatha Christie, Double Indemnity is being published in serial form by Liberty Magazine. One of the top fiction books of the year is South Riding by the late Winifred Holtby, and coming up in June, Gone with the Wind by Margaret Mitchell. In nonfiction, there's Man the Unknown by Alexis Carrel, North to the Orient from Anne Lindbergh, and Life with Father by the late Clarence Day. And to the theater we go to see Dead End, about a group of kids growing up in the streets of New York City. They would go on to Hollywood and make movies under the name of the East Side Kids, the Little Tough Guys, and the Bowery Boys. Also playing First Lady with Jane Cowell, Boy Meets Girl, Alan Jocelyn and Joyce Arling. Gertrude Flynn stars in One Good Year. Call It a Day features Gladys Cooper. Also in production is Idiot's Delight. Robert Sherwood's Pulitzer winner stars Lynn Fontaine and Alfred Lunt. And the musicals, May Wine has Walter Slezak and Nancy McCord. And On Your Toes with Ray Bolger, Doris Carson, and Monty Woolley. It features the music of Rodgers and Hart. Songs like Glad to Be Unhappy, Slaughter on 10th Avenue, and There's a Small Hotel. And a recording is just hitting the charts by the Hal Kemp Orchestra.
people who want people. When the steeple bell says good night, sleep well, we'll thank the small hotel.
The latest from 32-year-old Alabama native Hal Kemp. There's a small hotel. It's not on the charts yet, but it would reach number one in July, the band's first chart topper. And at the microphone, Maxine Gray. And by the way, the inspiration for the song was the Montecito Inn in Santa Barbara, California. Well, let's get another spring song in before the hour's up. Here's Peggy Lee. It's anybody's spring.
Anybody's spring. Go make a fortune, become a king, and still it's anybody's spring. And if you flash a bankroll, do you suppose the brook would care, or that a rose would say, there goes a millionaire? It's more than diamonds around a ring, because it's anybody's spring. You may be born with a silver spoon, and yet it's anybody's moon. You couldn't buy a ticket to hear the first robin sing. It's free because it's anybody's free. It's free because it's anybody's free.
There's a story told of a very gentle boy and the girl who wore his ring. Through the wintry snow, the world they knew was warm, for their hearts were full of spring. As the days grew old and the nights passed into time, and the weeks and years took wing. Gentle boy, tender girl, their love remained still young, for their hearts were full of spring. Then one day they died, and their graves were side by side on a hill where robins sing. And they say violets grow there the whole year round, for their hearts were full of spring.
Absolutely beautiful. Their hearts were full of spring. Written and performed by Bobby Troup. That was a 1958 recording with the great Al Viola on guitar and Bobby Invaldson on bass. And from 1946, Peggy Lee with the Bob Crosby Orchestra. It's Anybody's Spring. And that wraps up hour number one of today's show. More spring songs coming up after the break, and more of the hits from this week in 1936 on Seems Like Old Times.